Thursday and it's 6:30, so that means it's time for another edition of On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin, that is Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. Sean, thank you so much for taking time out to join us again for another edition of this fantastic program. Last week, you know, we got into the motivation side of starting a fitness routine, and this week is something that kind of piques my interest as well, and that's getting into the marathon running. And I know that's something that you've been very excited about as well.
And the marathon experience is really, it's something that's difficult to put into words, but we're going to talk about it today. There's drama, there's competition, camaraderie, there's doubt, and there's numbness as well. So we're going to talk about that, talk about my first experience, and I know that there's some unique things that are humorous and people things that people would enjoy, but there's also some elements that everyone that's run a marathon can probably relate to, and so it's going to be a fun time.
You know, Sean, it's pretty amazing when you look at it just how much that the marathon has grown over the past number of years.
Yeah, the statistics are amazing. If we look at 1990, 224,000 marathon participants in the United States. Just last year, 2010, we had 507,000 marathon participants in the country. That's an 8.6% growth over just last year. And then half marathon participants, it's a 24% growth over last year. We're looking at 1.4 million participants in half marathons. And so it's becoming more and more popular, and there's great reasons why. Many of us can't even dream of being, you know, Olympic athletes, but all of us can dream of finishing a marathon, and it really is quite an accomplishment. Later in the show, we're going to have Chris Lieberman from the Route 66 Marathon. It's going to happen here in Tulsa in November, so it's right here at home. It's just a great overall experience, and I've run six marathons, but my first marathon is my most memorable, and there's lots of reasons why. I was introduced to a lot of new things. There's the goo, the supplements that you take during the run. I'd never experienced that. Ice baths were interesting. They were hard to get into, but they really allowed me to bounce back and do my next run. And the more more times you hit the snooze, the harder it gets to get out of bed. Also, there's parts of your body that you cannot believe are able to rub against each other, but they can and they will. And so I quickly learned these things. The greatest thing about the marathon experience and the whole training experience, that's where you do your hard work, and that's where you meet some new people, and you do this journey together. I was part of a group training group with Fleet Feet Sports Tulsa, and the accountability for the long runs especially was great. I remember the first time I did a 20-mile run. I didn't think I could actually go that far. I didn't know what that was going to feel like. And we did an out-and-back course on Riverside, and we were approaching the I-44 overpass there. And I was never so happy to see that overpass because I knew that we were close to the beginning, back at the beginning, and means we were finished. And that was kind of a big milestone there, that 20-mile run. But you really learn a lot about yourself during the training. You learn how disciplined you are. You learn if you really do have that mental strength to keep going. And you learn how to fight through the pain. I remember as we got further into the training that we went on to do a 22-mile run. And I remember that afternoon my dad calling me and asking me if I was ready to chop down that tree in the backyard. And I thought, I wanted to lay around all day. I just ran 22 miles. But we went out and did it. It was a nice fall day. And we chopped down a tree. We even loaded the firewood. And my body felt great. And my body was just become this little machine where I had been trained and I was so much more stable on my feet. And it was just amazing how the whole training process had just made me just so much more fit.
You know, that's one thing that I'm looking forward to, Sean, as I try to take on this endeavor for next year. Everything that you just brought up, I think a lot of that is fascinating to me as someone that's never been able to feel or achieve that or have that feeling of crossing the finish line on a marathon like that. But my personality as a type is that I need someone to push me. I need someone to be right there with me every step of the way and continue to tell me that everything's going to be okay and that you can push yourself harder than what you can ever imagine at that point. And the thing that stands out to me about a marathon is just that overall feeling of when you do cross that finish line. And it's so amazing to hear you tell that story and then to hear you also talk about stories like we had last week in which you went to Lake Placid and you saw other people have that feeling as well. I want that for myself, and that's what's motivating me at this point in time.
Yes, you can hear all kinds of stories from people who have done this, and there's always a common link there. They always have this great experience, but there's also just different things that you hear that are always unique to the individual. So it's just a great all-around experience.
All right, this is On Your Mark, and we'll have this program for you every Thursday night at 6:30 right here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. That is Sean Call. I am Jeremy Poplin. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk about the race day experience and also the feeling that you have at the start line and also the feeling that you have when you cross that finish line. Again, this is On Your Mark. Back after this in one moment.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitten post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
All right, welcome back into On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call. And this evening on the program, we're discussing the marathon experience. In the first segment, we talked about the introduction to, you know, possibly running a marathon. Some of the statistics that we see from across the country is we see more and more people every single day jump into the opportunity to have to run a marathon. In this segment, Sean, we want to really get into what it's like on race day and also, boy, that anxious feeling that you might get at the start line.
Yeah, there's nothing like race day. The start line of my first marathon, it was pitch black. It was in Oklahoma City, and just such a unique atmosphere. I remember thinking to myself, can I really do this? Can I run 26.2 miles today? My legs are kind of weak. I didn't really sleep at all, and I was working at a marathon expo 2 days before. This may not happen. But the answer is, you've put in the miles. If you get to that start line and you've put in those miles, you've done the training, you're there. You're already there. Your body's ready. And what you can do on race day is relax and take it all in and enjoy it. What I did is I learned to divide the race into chunks and make it much more manageable, because if you continue to think about 26.2, okay, I've got 24.3 left, you know, that's not going to work. So you want to make it more manageable.
It's small goals at that point, isn't it? Set small goals for yourself and be able to accomplish those during the race.
Exactly. And I went to the extreme of writing down on a little cheat sheet that I kept in my fuel belt of what each mile, what I wanted to do. And that actually helped me, because I knew, okay, I've banked, you know, 10 seconds, or I need to go a little faster, need to pick it up or whatever, but have small goals to where, you know, at the half point mark, I need to be here to reach my final goal and so forth. there's so many ups and downs on race day. There is, you know, for the first mile, you might feel terrible and think, what have I done? This is terrible. I feel horrible. 8 miles in, you might feel great, and you might feel like your second wind has come along and you're ready to go. 11 miles in, you hate everything, and you want to just quit and say, forget it. I've wasted $60, you know. But I remember my first marathon, I had this euphoric moment. It was actually right after the halfway mark. I felt incredible. I was approaching Lake Hefner there in Oklahoma City, and this cool breeze was coming off the lake, and I could just took this deep breath, and I spread out my arms, and I felt so alive and just in the moment, and I felt like I could tackle anything. And then, of course, the crowd support. And we're going to talk about great crowd support at the Route 66 Marathon. That is just a big deal. When you've got music playing, you've got people that are close to you, meeting you on different parts of the course, that is just, that makes the deal right there. I've got pictures of my kids when I run up to them, and they're kind of surprised to see me all of a sudden. But that is just, those are the moments I remember. When you approach the later miles, a lot of people say that the real race begins at the 20-mile mark, and it's true. That's when your mental edge has got to kick in. We always joke about at the magazine, you're 22, 23 miles in, and there's people, and we love crowd support, don't get me wrong, but there's people that are on the curbs that are saying, you're almost there. And really, you're
got a ways.
You've got a ways. They're saying, you've only got 4 miles. But that 4 miles seems like an eternity when you're at that point. So we call that slap urge at the magazine, where you have this sudden urge to reach out and slap somebody who tells you that you're almost there when really you are not. And they're in their inflatable lawn chair, of course. So that is just the 20 miles in, at least. That's where the mental edge takes off, and that's where the fun begins. But I have to struggle with not becoming anxious at that point. When am I going to get there? When am I going to get closer? But just really be in the moment, because when this is over, and you can't imagine what that's going to be like when it's over, but when this is over, you're going to reflect on all those last miles and what you thought about, and how you actually just dug so deep into your mental capacity there. It's just a blast. And that's what's addictive to me. Finishing the marathon, moments before you're thinking, what have I done? This is terrible. This is the worst experience. You cross that finish line, they put the medal around your neck, and you think, when is the next one? I want to sign up. And it's really the only time that I crave a double cheeseburger and chocolate milk at the same time. My body is just craving that protein, but just a great time just to reflect on those miles, on all of your training, see all your training buddies come in, and that's what it's all about, man. The race day is unbeatable.
See, and when you talk about that moment of clarity that you had around the half mile or the halfway point, is that also what we refer to as runner's high at that point?
I believe so. Runner's high. There's ups and downs during a race, but I think that was runner's high, and that was my first experience of it. Taking that deep breath and just feeling so alive right there in the moment.
What a fantastic feeling that must have been. I'm looking forward to being able to experience that myself. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have a special guest that we'll talk to about the Route 66 Marathon. It's Chris Lieberman, and this is On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. On those Saturday days when kids go out and play, yo, I was up in my room, I left the stereo play. Was it faded, not jaded, just a kid with a pad and a pen and a
big... Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon, 5K, or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitten post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
All right, this is On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That's Sean Paul, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. And this evening on the program, we're discussing the marathon experience. And I know, Sean, you're very excited about our special guest that we have in studio with us, Chris Lieberman from the Route 66 Marathon.
Yes, Chris is the executive director of the Tulsa Route 66 Marathon. And they produce the quarter marathon coming up October 15th, as well as the Williams Route 66 Marathon November 19th. And I'm really looking forward to this year's event. I know several people who are tackling their first marathon, like what I just talked about. And, you know, they're going to experience what I experienced when you finish and you feel like, I've run this marathon. I can do anything. I'm ready for the next challenge. And so we're really looking forward to it. The thing I appreciate about Chris is his ability to think outside the box as a director. The creativity is always there. He shot me an email back in April, just something really off the wall, something about the upcoming event. And I responded very quickly and I said, man, you're always thinking outside of the box. I love it. And I kept reading the email, and it was an April Fool's joke. Chris was just always keeping us on our feet and giving us some fun things to laugh at and look forward to. But Chris is here, and thanks for coming along, Chris.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, I love talking about our races, and you weren't the only one to get fooled by that email.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. First, let's talk about the quarter marathon, October 15th. That's less than 2 weeks away, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to run, but I want to know, what's the history behind this event? What's the purpose? And tell us some more about that.
Sure. This is the third running of the Williams Route 66 quarter marathon. It was originally envisioned as a training kickoff event that we held in August when most people start training for the marathon. But, you know, it didn't take us long to figure out that it's hot in August. So we decided to move the race to October for cooler temperatures and really for the safety of our participants. So, you know, we have distances, the quarter marathon, which is 6.55 miles, the 5K, and then you can do the double where you run the 5K followed by the quarter marathon.
Wow.
And then we also have a 1 mile fun run and walk. And it's really a preview of the Route 66 Marathon. It's run on one quarter of the course. We start and finish in the Blue Dome District. We set up the course just like it will be on Marathon Day with, you know, the big Gatorade stations and all the bands and entertainment. And, you know, it's a great way to get to know the course, get a chance to run on the actual course before race day. And you know, it's just in 3 years, this being the third running, it's already grown to one of Tulsa's largest races, and we're expecting 4,000 participants this year.
Well, that's great, and what I'm looking forward to is just getting me even more fired up about the upcoming marathon. I'm going to do the half in November, but this is kind of a step towards that. Am I going to get a good feel for the atmosphere in November with the entertainment?
Yes, you will definitely get a feel for the atmosphere. We try to set it up as much like the marathon as possible. We'll have the confetti cannons at the start, and then, you know, entertainment locations, you know, bands or DJs at 10 different locations on the course. And then we have a great post-race party. It's going to be incredible. We've partnered with Tulsa Oktoberfest. And Oktoberfest, the official Oktoberfest starts the week after the quarter marathon. But we're going to have a 7,200-square-foot post-race party tent. We're calling it the Far From Quitting post-race party. The German-American Society's 28-piece brass polka band will be there. And free Michelob Ultra for the finishers. Free pretzel rolls from Siggy's Sausage Factory for the finishers. And I don't know if you've been online to check out the quarter marathon finishers medal this year, but it's also a bottle opener, so that's going to be really neat. It'll probably be the one medal that doesn't stay hung on a wall or in a drawer somewhere.
And just 2 short weeks away, people can still register, right?
Yes, you can register online at quartermarathon.com through this Sunday at midnight. And then online registration closes. And I do need to make sure that everybody knows that we are on track right now to sell out in the quarter marathon and the double. So we're highly recommending that everybody register online before Sunday night. Any races that don't sell out, you'll still be able to register at Packet Pickup, which is at the St. John Siegfried Health Center on Thursday and Friday of next week. And you can get more details about that on quartermarathon.com. I'd also like to remind everybody that you can buy your Oktoberfest tickets at the finish line, so you can avoid the line there. And all participants in the quarter marathon will get $5 off the inaugural Lederhosen run at Oktoberfest the following Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Chris Lieberman is here in studio from the Williams Route 66 Marathon. When we come back, we'll talk about the marathon coming up in November.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the quarter marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitting post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
All right, welcome back into On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. I am Jeremy Poplin. Sean Paul is with us as always, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. And Sean, when we left before that last commercial break, we were discussing with Chris Lieberman from the Route 66 Marathon about all the great activities that will be taking place around that weekend. And
Well, I know that you're awfully excited about that weekend, and so am I. And, boy, we still got a lot to talk about concerning that race as far as history is concerned.
Yeah, the weekend, November 19th and 20th, is the Williams Route 66 Marathon weekend. And this race has quickly become Tulsa's largest timed race. And there's so many reasons why. Chris, tell us about how this got started, because I did the first one, I did the third one, I did every one since, and every year it just gets better and better. But tell me how it got started and how you got involved in it.
Well, Sean, after running my first three marathons in Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Chicago, I wanted my town to have a marathon, and I started asking around people in the running industry why we didn't have one, and nobody really had a great reason. You know, I knew that training for and completing my first three marathons had made me stronger, healthier, and more confident. And I saw the money they raised for the charities and the United Way. Tulsa Area United Way is our charity, and how they help their cities. And I just wanted that for my hometown. So I got a group together, including, you know, Tronny Matthews from Tulsa Runner and the Drylings from Fleet Feet Sports of Tulsa. And we just decided to give it a try.
And I'm amazed by the actual numbers. You showed me the actual numbers of growth, and the event is actually encompasses a whole weekend because of that, because there's so many participants. But can you tell us a little bit about the actual numbers and the economic impact?
Sure. We had our first running in 2006, and we had 3,000 participants then. And since then, we're growing an average of 30% a year. So we should have between 11,000 and 12,000 participants this year. And like you said earlier, making that Tulsa's largest timed race. We'll have participants from every state, and several foreign countries are already signed up to come to Tulsa to run our race, our marathon. We have a $9 million economic impact on Tulsa, and we're on track to meet our original goal of 20,000 participants in 10 years by our eighth year. So, wow. You know, we really have something for everyone. You can run, walk, cheer, or volunteer. We have the Health and Fitness and Sustainability Expo at the Tulsa Convention Center on Friday and Saturday of Marathon Week, and that includes free health and fitness screening for the public provided by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. The running, we've actually moved to a two-day event this year to accommodate the growth. So the 5K, the Fun Run, and the Mascot Dash will be on Saturday, and the Marathon, Half Marathon, and Marathon Relay are Sunday.
And we always hear a lot about the course. We heard a lot of comments last year. I know there's even some improvements this year. Can you tell us just a little bit about the course?
Yes, you know, we're very excited about the new courses this year, and you can download course maps on our websites at Route66Marathon.com and QuarterMarathon.com. The two things that are new this year are the return to Brookside and going through TU. So we're all very excited about that.
And just how many people does it take to execute this and make this happen, Chris?
Well, you know, besides the participants, there are two things that you have to put on a marathon, and that is sponsors and volunteers. And We are very lucky as far as both of those go with our sponsors, Williams, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, St. John Health System, Fleet Feet Sports of Tulsa, Tulsa Runner, Pepsi and Gatorade, among others. But it also takes 1,500 volunteers to produce our races, and we try to make it a fun and rewarding experience for them. And then at the end of November, we throw a great volunteer thank you party for them. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can go to our websites at quartermarathon.com or route66marathon.com and find the available positions.
Chris, thanks so much for being here. We are looking forward to the events, and we appreciate your input today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
The marathon experience is unlike any other. And if you haven't been training and you're not going to run this year, think about it for next year. It's just a great experience. And join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. on 1430 Buzz for On Your Mark. We will see you next week.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.